Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Ennis Tidy Towns Committee is one of the most recognised and progressive in the country. The group was established over 30 years ago in an effort to galvanise the local community to work together to ensure Ennis was not only a great place to live, but to work in and visit also. While the role of Tidy Towns groups has traditionally been associated with litter picking, the volunteer group in Ennis has also been leading the way when it comes to biodiversity. Cormac McCarthy is chairman of Ennis Tidy Towns.
Yeah, so Ennis Tidy Towns is one of the longest standing Tidy Towns groups in the country. We've been involved since nearly the beginning of the competition. Very strong committee going back over the decades, huge volunteer base which is growing year on year, which is wonderful to see. And I think importantly, and this has been picked up on both by the department and some of the national newspapers, is that we consistently rank very high in the competition. There can sometimes be peaks and troughs, but I think it's testament to the dedication of everyone that we're always up there within a couple of points of winning the competition outright.
In terms of the number of people involved, many people are involved these days.
So we'd have a core committee of about 18 individuals, and then in terms of volunteering day to day, at any given litter pick we could have about 15-20 people. But bearing in mind we have people in the town who don't come to the formal litter picks but actually litter pick every single day, and they might be involved in graffiti removal, they might litter pick in their locality. So I think sometimes we don't capture the full extent of all the volunteering that's happening in the town. In recent years we've reached out to a lot of new groups. So we were very fortunate to overnight nearly double our volunteers through the Direct Provision Centre. The lads were brilliant, they were really engaged, great sense of humour, were out every Monday. Thankfully now most of them gainfully employed, which is fantastic to see. We've worked with the Brothers of Charity. We have at least 8 volunteer litter pickers who do that during the day. So not in our Monday evenings, but are keeping the town nice and clean. We work with the Dulig Centre. There's no group in the town that I suppose we can't align our activities to. The sports clubs help us out. The Subaqua Club are fantastic. Twice a year they're in the River Fergus picking litter. All in all, we're very fortunate to have the level of support that we do.
But traditionally, Tidy Towns committees would be associated with, as you say, litter picking, but that's not all of it.
No, and I suppose that was the genesis of the competition. It was about making towns and villages around the country more attractive for tourism. But in the last, particularly in the last decade, it has moved forward to be like it's Ireland's largest environmental and sustainability competition. So it's called Tidy Towns, and people recognise that maybe the title doesn't reflect the true nature of what happens, but we have categories that we do work in terms of heritage protection, sustainability, circular economy, biodiversity. It really is. It's a fantastic movement with over 900 entrants into the competition. So it's a great thing for Ireland.
So what exactly then are you doing in terms of your bid for biodiversity and sustainability?
So biodiversity would be one of our strongest categories, and there's been a real shift in the last few years, particularly driven by the committee, that we focus on issues like biodiversity. It would have culminated actually back in about 2015, 2016, where we developed the first biodiversity plan for a town in Ireland. And it was community-led, and it was called Wild About Ennis. And we put significant effort into that. We had open evenings, we had workshops. We were very mindful that what we think is good for biodiversity mightn't be reflective of everyone in the community. So very much community-led plan. Implemented over 3 years, we had 100% implementation of the plan, which is brilliant. When we redo our next plan, the first plan was aspirational, maybe we'll start aiming even higher. To have 100% implementation is unheard of, so we're really, really happy with that. And a lot of the projects that came out from that were a desire by people to increase awareness about biodiversity in the town, to increase protection of, I suppose, very, maybe not European level designated sites, like say the Fergus is a special area conservation, but you have sites like the Rocky Road, the post office field, trees in general, and that all arose from the plan.
What tangibly then can we see in the town of Ennis arising out of your work to protect biodiversity?
I suppose in a more maybe traditional Tidy Towns perspective, we've worked very closely with the gardening section in Clare County Council, and we've migrated a lot of the more traditional begonia style planting to perennials that are more pollinator friendly. And you can see that throughout the town, from the tier planters to the roadside verges. And that has been a fundamental shift. in how the form and landscaping is happening in the town. And we were a key driver in that. In terms of the more natural side of things, again, people might recognize as you come into Ennis, all the roundabouts are let grow wild, except for a thin strip mown around the edge. And that is because of our commitment and Clare County Council's commitment to the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan. And it, like, it's very simple, like even in that very easy measure of letting the grass grow for a year, we have enhanced the floristic diversity at those roundabouts by 55% over 3 years. And this is monitored by a local botanist, Donica O'Cahan. He's a volunteer with Tidy Towns. So we've shown scientifically that what we're doing and what we're advocating for is having a very positive effect on biodiversity. In terms of management of those roundabouts, we were the first group on the island of Ireland to purchase a biodiversity zero grazer, which is essentially, I suppose, a colossal lawnmower. But what it does is it cuts and collects the grass. So we would collect about 9 tons of grass per year from those roundabouts. And the important aspect about collecting the grass is that if you leave the grass there, it enriches the soil and then more grasses will grow and you get less wildflowers. We now have orchids growing on the Kilrush Road roundabout. So it's a real testament to the success of that initiative.
Do you believe, Cormac, that the public appreciate nowadays, with all the talk about biodiversity, that when they do see an overgrown area, whether it be a roundabout or an area in a park, that this is being done for the better, for the good?
Yeah, and that's a key thing that I think a lot of community groups are facing. It's not just doing the action, it's communicating the impact. So what we're doing a lot is we're putting an awful lot of material on social media in terms of our annual awards for the Best Kept Garden and Green Areas competition. Biodiversity is an element that has to be addressed in the application, and we have an outright biodiversity category. We have developed toolkits. So we have a community biodiversity toolkit, which has actually been taken up by the Community Foundation for Ireland as an example of peer-to-peer best practice by a community group. So in Ennis, it very much is to the fore. It's been driven by Tidy Towns, but we are getting great support from other groups throughout the town.
That was Cormac McCarthy, chairman of Ennis Tidy Towns. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.